I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. West Virginia's four-week spring gobbler hunting season opens Monday across the state. And coming up in a moment, we'll get a season forecast from the DNR's turkey biologist. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Spring gobbler season, a big event for many West Virginia hunters, and the first day of the four-week season is Monday. Biologist Keith Krantz says, judging from the turkey numbers in the state, he expects the harvest will be about what it was last year.
I would expect our spring gobbler harvest to be, you know, probably somewhat similar to it was last year. Probably less than 10,000 birds in the bag, and but certainly more than 9,000, so somewhere around in there.
Krantz says, actually, over the last 10 to 15 years, the harvest has not varied a whole lot now that birds are evenly distributed all across West Virginia.
Looking at some of the figures the other day, and our five-year average for spring gobbler season is 9,800 birds, which, you know, I mean, it doesn't fluctuate a whole heck of a lot. It's always in the mid to high 9,000 for spring gobbler season. I mean, 2010, we killed just a little bit over 10,000, but mm-hmm. You know, a lot of that, I think a lot of that's, you know, will also be due to the numbers of hunters that we put out there, you know. And with this early spring, I know there's some folks that don't like the spring green up as early as it comes sometimes, and you know, they may be put off by that.
It is true. Some surrounding states already opened their gobbler season, and West Virginia's comes comparatively late. And there are sportsmen who complain about the timing of the West Virginia season, but Krantz defends it, saying West Virginia pays close attention to the science in setting its season.
I don't think it's so late in terms of the research that's out there. You know, I think that's something that people need to recognize, is that what we try to do in this job is to blend the science with the sociological needs of the people. So, you know, our goal, and Jim, you know, the Jim Pack's goal before Bill Igoe's goal, was to make sure that the season was set such that we didn't hurt the resource.
It's been an unusual spring with quite a bit of warm weather causing everything to come earlier than usual. Will that impact turkey gobbling and breeding?
Probably a little bit earlier, but most of that's driven by photo period, you know, day length. And somehow in the turkey's brain, it's in the pituitary gland, it recognizes that day length is getting longer, and that triggers the desire to start breeding.
The four-week season opens Monday statewide. Everybody hunt safely. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.